Fox News alert. We're following a massive clash shaping up outside of L.A. Federal agents shutting down an illegal cannabis farm staffed by migrants. But hordes of resistors showed up to fight. Agents had to deploy tear gas to clear the road. The standoff has been going on for hours, and feds had to resupply federal agents who were boxed in. The U.S. Marshals were called in for backup, and they've arrested a handful of agitators. One of the protesters was found to be carrying a gun. So far, at least three people have been hospitalized. ICE needs more manpower. The big, beautiful bill will give it to them, but in the meantime, these agents are
ICE needs more manpower. Holy cow, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio, and tonight's episode is being brought to you by Ghostbed. Yes, Ghostbed. Holy cow, what the heck is going on over in California? And yeah, they are now shooting at cops. Like, that's a fact. I'll show you guys here in just a sec. They are, in fact, shooting at cops over there inside of California, right outside of L.A., right? We also got confirmation today, or so it would seem, that the U.S. airbase over inside of Qatar actually did get hit with an Iranian ballistic missile. Took out a radar site. Why the heck didn't we admit to that? The most that we ended up hearing out of the Trump administration was that one of the ballistic missiles we kind of let go because it wasn't a danger or a harm to anyone. Right? I'm pretty sure that's what they ended up saying. Now, we intercepted all but one. Now, it looks like they actually did, in fact, hit our airbase. And all of this, right, at the time, the former defense minister, Glahn, is now coming out threatening Iran from Israel, threatening to take him out. And oh, by the way, it looks like there was some more assassinations that took place over inside of Israel today, or over inside of Iran. It looks like their chief of staff might have been taken out in either a drone strike or a freaking bomb that got planted. God only knows, but we're going to figure it out here in a little bit. I promise you, old man Weiss coming in, gifting out five Speak the Truth memberships. You guys let me know if you like me running the shows at this time. I have absolutely no problem, running the shows at this hour. It's actually a little bit more convenient for me. I don't have to stay up like nearly as late, but yeah, no kidding. One of these knuckleheads in this crowd decided it would be a good idea to shoot at law enforcement officers. Out there. Look at this crap. Dude is literally out in the freaking crowd, like pulling the trigger on cops. Let me blow that up a little bit bigger. I thought I would present a little bit better on the screen for you. Had the gun. He's running away and literally blasting at the cops as he's going. Matt, looking fresh. Hope you're feeling better. Yeah, I mean, I actually got some good sleep last night. I am feeling pretty fresh, so I'm doing okay. Minus the fact that, you know, jack wagons are out there shooting at cops. I really don't like that at all. And I got some other videos for you guys coming out of California. Let's just show some of those real quick of idiots blocking the highway. Police ended up deploying it, tear gas, pepper spray, you know, freaking balls, all sorts of crap to get rid of these, guys. I mean, they literally went out and were like blocking the highway and blocking the street. Look at that. Trying to prevent like law enforcement officers from getting over and doing their job. And all of this, in my opinion, is the fault of the California leadership for not enforcing the dang law, because now we have cops that are getting shot at. And it's only a matter of time. It is only a matter of time before one of those Leos end up getting hit, and then it's going to turn into an all-out gosh darn bloodbath. But it's not just the Leos they're going after. They're also actually going after U.S. troops that are over there as well. Wait for it. That's my favorite part of that whole video. Look, you're not going to win against one of those vehicles. Somebody just commented and said forehead tan lines are in. Dude, it's not a forehead tan line. It's the lighting, okay? It's the way the light's hitting, shining off my reflective forehead and my ever-receding hairline. Hired gun, becoming a true supporter. Good to have you in the house, bud. Appreciate you. Old man Weiss, I think I said, ended up, giving out five Speak the Truth memberships, so that's good. You guys all commenting on how ridiculous I look, and I greatly appreciate it. I ended up taking my son for a haircut today, actually ended up taking my daughter for a manicure as well. Or no, I'm sorry, pedicure. We got pedicures done today. Why? Because I'm comfortable in my own skin. And if you're not, then I don't know what the hell to say to you. Hegseth ended up coming out, releasing a new video on drone capabilities of the U.S. military. It's actually really interesting to read, seeing how Trump just came out today and said that he's got a big announcement as it goes forward to Ukraine. Now, he did announce today that we are going to be sending more, basically lethal aid and defensive aid over to Ukraine. All right. And he's going to be spending out of his presidential discretionary funding and whatnot. But Hegseth came out and announced some more stuff about the drones. Let's give that a listen.
We know why we were put here. We were brought here to rebuild the military, match capabilities to the threats of today. So while our adversaries have produced millions of cheap drones, before us, we were mired in bureaucratic red tape. Not anymore. In June, President Trump issued an executive order unleashing American drone dominance to bolster our drone industry and arm our warfighters, because that's what we're all about. So today, I'm rescinding restrictive policies that stifle production, and this will unleash American manufacturing and the ingenuity of our warfighters by doing three key things. First, we're going to bolster the U.S. drone manufacturing base by producing thousands of American-made products, prioritizing Buy American. We'll arm combat units with a variety of low-cost American-crafted drones, leveraging our world-leading engineers and AI experts. And third, we're going to train as we expect to fight. Senior officers, Senior officers must overcome bureaucratic risk aversion in budgeting, weaponeering, and training. So here's the memo we're signing today, delivered via drones, here on the front lawn of the Pentagon, with some of our great warfighters flying them. This is the future. We're in the fight. We're in the fight to win it. I'm never going to back down.
Well, that's nice. That's a good expenditure of taxpayer money, I think, going towards drones. And it's good to know that we are, in fact, working on those. For those of you that don't know, drones are quite literally shifting the face of warfare over in the eastern portion of Europe, otherwise known as Ukraine-Russian conflict that we have going on over there right now. Scott Bevin's coming in gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. And yeah, I think that was Metallica that they ended up like playing in the background. So that's great. Pentagon spokesperson also like ended up like defending our freaking standards, saying that we're for our combat arms units, we're going to end up having one standard. And like people are actually giving her crap over this, that for some reason the United States would have an actual physical fitness standard because the battlefield doesn't give a crap what's swinging between your legs. It actually cares about what's taking place, and you either can or you can't. So you're either capable or you're not capable of doing it. Now, this video that I'm about to be playing is actually kind of important because it talks about our radar capabilities that actually affect our Patriot missile systems. That would be our aerial defense assets that we have staged over in the Middle East. We came out with a new statement on that today as well.
So if you've heard the term IBCS and LTAMDS, LTAMDS is the new radar. So instead of what we have today with our Q-series radars that have about a 270 view look, which kind of negates how much coverage that you can have, the new LTAMDS is 360. It also goes from about 85 kilometers up and 85 kilometers out to 300 by 300. So it greatly expands the range, the altitude, and it's a 360. So you could take those same 15 Patriot battalions we have today, give it IBCS and LTAMDS, and fundamentally, when you operationally employ it, it's like immediately doubling that capability. You would have the equivalent of about 30 Patriot battalions, because instead of having to deploy as batteries, you can break them up and disperse them in a much more tactical way.
That's kind of a big deal for what we currently have going on in the Middle East, because next week we have talks that are scheduled with Iran, and they already don't look like they're going well. They really don't. And if that goes south, like I told you guys earlier today, I believe that we're going to end up finding ourselves back dropping bombs on Iran. If we don't do it, I promise you there's a good possibility that Israel is going to do it for us. Now, this video ended up coming out earlier today. Let me get this up on your screen for you. This is the Al Udeid Air Base over inside of Qatar. All the way back on June 23rd, after we ended up bombing Iran, Iran decided to send over a bunch of freaking ballistic missiles. We ended up stating that we shot all of them out of the sky. Trump actually came out and said that the other day. He probably misspoke, because the day after the attack, when we ended up having like a press conference and all that crap about it, he ended up stating that we ended up shooting everything down but one, and we ended up letting one go. Well, today this satellite imagery ended up dropping. It would actually appear as if Iran did in fact strike Al-Adid. Look at this. Wait for it. Now, I took this video because obviously it ended up getting released by Squiggly Media up there. Okay, so I ended up having to take this video and I dropped it into two separate AIs and had them both run deep checks. Yeah, and you could say false flag, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I ended up having it run two different deep checks to determine whether or not this video was AI, whether or not it had been Photoshopped, all sorts of crap. It turns out AI doesn't think it's freaking real, and I'm not an expert in this space, but what I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is that I did my due diligence on this video, and I attempted to run it down to figure out whether or not, yeah, let one go, LOL, right? Kind of feels like we might have got lied to on that one. Now, I tend to believe that this is, in fact, a actual overhead imagery, like satellite image of the location. AI also thinks that everything matches up, shadows, everything like that. Like, there's nothing that appears to be doctored in this. As a matter of fact, damage can actually be seen done to this building right over there next to it. So what was located right there in that little black dot, right, that is completely and totally destroyed, well, that would have been one of our radar sites over there in the region. And that's very scary. I was actually talking with the call sign Texas about this earlier. It would appear that with that precise of a shot, and we've all seen Iranian ballistic missiles and how extremely inaccurate they are. Yes, we can geolocate it, but I am not paying the thousands of dollars to get the up-to-date satellite imagery. It's going to come out. Trust me. All right. But if they ended up doing this, they likely ended up having a radar seeking one in order to end up hitting it. Any U.S. service members hurt? No, sir. Jay Dolan, not that I'm aware of. Matt got a butch cut. You know what? I pulled up a picture on the internet. The reason I have this haircut while you guys are sitting there ragging on it is because one of my sons years ago wanted to get this haircut. And I told him, you know what? I'll go ahead and I'll get it with you. And ever since then, I've been rocking the same haircut that my kid got. Why? Because I'm a dad. And that's what you do as a dad. You support your dang kids. And if you can't figure that out, well, I don't know what to tell you, man. There's a huge problem in this country of men not being men, fathers not being fathers, and actually not taking care of business. It's a whole reason we're in this freaking mess, and you got knuckleheads running around in California shooting at cops because they never had freaking fathers in their lives. They never had parents teaching them what's right and wrong, anything like that. And I will be damned if my kids fall into that. And if I got to get a silly haircut to let my kids know I love them, guess what? That's what I'm going to do. So, yep, there's that. Either way, listen, airbase ended up getting freaking struck. Good excuse? No, it's not an excuse. It's just what I do, man. All right. Airbase. It looks like it has yet to be confirmed. And I got a feeling all of this stuff is going to end up coming out in a press conference tomorrow that this is going to end up hitting, because this is just now slowly starting to kind of like make it out there. All this information about this airbase being struck ended up coming out just a few hours ago, and it's slowly starting to leech its way over here into the United States. So yeah, don't worry about it. Ryan Fitzsimmons wanted to let me know that it looks fine. At first, I thought he was telling me I'm looking fine. And I was like, come on, Ryan. Chris Moose says, thanks for all that you do, Matt. You're a great father. Appreciate you, man. Yeah. And I have no problem admitting that, and no problem admitting that I got a dang pedicure today. You know why? Because I am also a dad, and that's what dads do, man. So get off your butt and go be a father. Help to make the world a better place. Don't be a worthless pile of garbage, and everything's going to work out okay. Now, I have also been telling you guys for a very long time that I think Iran is a pawn. Right. And that all of this crap is tied together, and that BRICS goal is to actually be going after the US dollar. And I talked about this last year. I've been mentioning this to you guys for a very long period of time. And the moment that Trump figures out that Iran, that Russia's goal is to go after the US dollar, that they're going to try to collapse us economically, not militarily, because God knows they can't stand up to us militarily. Incog Faraday coming and gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you, sir. They can't touch us militarily. They just can't. We're too dang strong. We're too dang powerful. So what they're going to be doing is they're going to be going after the US dollar, right? I mentioned that. Well, guess who brought it up today as well?
And if we lost the world standard dollar, that would be like losing a war, a major world war. We would not be the same country any longer. We're not going to let that happen. The dollar, you ever hear the expression, dollar is king? The dollar is king. We're going to keep it that way, okay? And I'm just saying, if people want to challenge it, they can, but they're going to have to pay a big price. And I don't think any of them are willing to pay that price. And if we lost...
For those of you guys that don't know, most of the time we go to war, it all has to do with the dollar. Why do you think after World War II, all right, we started our anti-communism doctrine, or the Truman Doctrine, where we just stopped the spread of communism around the world? Why do you think we ended up dropping the two frickin' nuclear weapons during World War II? It's for a reason. As long as the U.S. ends up sitting on top of the world and the U.S. dollar remains the world reserve currency and we remain like the king dingling in the world, all right, people are trading on the U.S. dollar and that keeps it strong and that keeps our economy strong. What Russia is doing, what BRICS is doing, I've been stating this for the longest time, is going after the U.S. dollar. Trump's now coming out and stating the same thing finally. That means with his big announcement on Monday, with his renewed support for Ukraine, with supporting Israel and going after Iran, like the writing is finally on the freaking wall, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I don't think we're going to be putting up with this BS for too much longer. Even this last week, Trump ended up coming out saying that he is tired, absolutely tired of having BS thrown in his face by Putin, being told one thing and then Putin turns around and does another thing, acting towards Ukraine. Sky God's in the house tonight, came in gifting and blessing the chat with 20 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you very much, sir. All right. I'm going to shift your guys' focus over to the Red Sea. I ended up telling you guys yesterday that the Houthis ended up sinking yet another ship. Right. So this is the first one that they ended up sinking. They actually boarded the ship, ended up placing explosives on it. And that was that. And then they ended up going after a second ship. And that ship, they actually killed multiple crew members of. Some of them reported to be taking hostage. And it actually sounds like today that some of the members of that ship actually ended up freaking jumping over the freaking top of it. All right. And rescue crews have actually recovered three more crew members from the Eternity Sea that were missing out in the Red Sea. So not only do we have Iran that's continuing to enrich uranium, or that stated that they're going to do it, that they have no problem doing it. Now we have the Houthis that are doing this crap. Trump's admitting, all right, that Russia is going after the freaking U.S. dollar. All right, it's all starting to come to a head. And next week, if these talks with Iran fail, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, mark my word, it's going to get very real, because we no longer need Russia for Iran. We're going to handle that situation militarily. We've been holding off, and it's my opinion, we've been holding off on supplies for Ukraine, or trickling them in slowly and not having a buttload of support going into them, because we need Russia if we're going to have some sort of a freaking deal in order to nuclear disarm Iran. This has become a therapy session. And right above that, Chuck Reichert says he farted. So that's kind of funny. In the comment section, Chuck says he farted, and then the guy said it's a therapy session. So apparently his therapy session is coming in the comment section, farting over here on this channel. Gotta love it, man. You know, we try to keep things professional over here most of the time. Does it always go that way? Not so much. But yeah, it's turning into a bit of a problem. All right. For those of you guys that don't know, Iran ended up issuing out NOTAMs notices yesterday. Those NOTAMs ended up shutting Iranian airspace down. I want to say it was from 6 o'clock at night to 5 a.m. in the morning. That'd be 1800-05, all right, over Western Iran. If we were to go pull up flight radar right now and take a look at it, you'd see a bunch of the skies are empty. That is ongoing up to August, all right? So Iran has all of its airspace closed down overnight all the way through July. What does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? They are expecting things to start going down. Now, they're going to give out various reasons and blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, people are avoiding Iranian airspace and they're staying the hell away from it. Iraq is still open up. Those ballistic missiles are going to be up in the sky, aircraft, cruise missiles, so on and so forth. But this is Iranian airspace just a couple of hours ago. As a matter of fact, if I go and I pull up flight radar right now, let's just do that real quick. Let's get an updated flight radar for you guys over at Iranian airspace and take a look and see how it is. Wouldn't you know it, it's the exact same. You have all of Western Iran that people stay the hell out of because they ended up issuing that NOTAMs. Now, again, it opens up at 0500. So those planes are going to start flowing a lot better now. Don Boo says, I'm behind, but isn't it kind of ironic they used Enter Sandman for the drone promo, being that we're always fighting in the desert? You know, I forgot to comment on the Metallica that was playing in the background. And yeah, it's extremely ironic that they ended up playing that freaking song. But I don't think our next fight is going to end up being over there, ladies and gentlemen, if it does happen. The reason we're developing that drone technology, the reason we're looking at that is because that is being developed for peer-on-peer conflict. Obviously, it would have a huge advantage when it comes to fighting terrorism and all that other crap over in the sandbox, or dealing with dirtbags like Iran, if we were to have boots on the ground. But mark my words, I do not think we're going to be putting boots on the ground. What I think is, if Iran's, like, mark my words, Iran's going to get one chance. They're going to get one shot at this. And if they screw that shot up, if they show up next week and they say, we're going to continue to enrich uranium, we're going to do whatever we want, I think you're going to see the U.S. government open up on them, and Iran's actually preparing for it. That's why they've issued these dang NOTAMs, right? They don't want to deal with it. Also, over in Iran today, believe it or not, hold on. Oh, I forgot. One more thing. On top of all of that, we ended up issuing out of a statement telling Americans, don't travel to Iran.
Hello, my name is Ahmad Sharghi. I'm here to tell all Americans, including Iranian Americans, do not go to Iran under any circumstances. Now is a particularly bad time to travel there. I know you may want to visit family and loved ones, but there is a very high risk of arrest and imprisonment by the Iranian regime. Trust me, nothing is worth being tortured for and spending years of your life in a filthy, dark Iranian jail cell. I know this because it happened to me. In 2018, I traveled to Iran to visit family. I was arrested on false accusations and was given a 10-year sentence. Before I went to Iran, I thought, this surely won't happen to me. These things happen to people who have done something wrong, who have said things against the Iranian regime. I was wrong. Don't make my mistake. To fellow,
I think it's pretty clear. Don't make the mistake. Don't travel to Iran right now. On top of all of that crap, on top of all of that, for the love of God, there is a huge possibility that we're going to end up bombing them again. So don't go there. Tristan Allen asked a question. What is the likelihood Russia puts nukes in Iran? It's actually a pretty solid question, Tristan, and I really do appreciate it. I'd say it's pretty low. Because if Russia ends up giving nukes to Iran, we're going to hear about it. Israel's Mossad is going to hear about it. And if Iran actually fires that ballistic missile with a nuclear warhead on it, or if they fire or they use a nuclear warhead that got given to them by Russia, you bet your butt we're going to turn that place into glass. And I'm not talking about Iran, I'm talking about Russia. So I don't think Russia is that dumb. I also don't think that Russia wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon. But at the same time, they're the ones that are over there. They're the reasons that Iran still has a freaking uranium enrichment site open, because Russia had scientists at it. Netanyahu promised Russia that they wouldn't bomb it. The U.S. honored what Russia ended up saying, or what Israel ended up telling Putin, that we're not going to bomb that particular site. They had over 200 scientists at that particular location. Now, I would assume that Russia ended up taking all of the scientists that they had scattered around the country, because it said that they had anywhere upwards or up to 500 scientists at the time that all that took place, and that they likely moved them there to the Russian embassy, to some other location. But God knows that they're probably back at it. Now there is a bunch of false information going around. Well, there's false and there is unconfirmed information going around stating that Israel thinks that we didn't strike all of their uranium, and then there's other people that are coming out saying that we did strike the uranium and it is buried underground. Either way, it doesn't really matter. The fact is that our red line in the sand is Iran's not allowed to enrich uranium. MT coming in, he says, I'm late, but if Iran hit our base and we did nothing, that's pathetic. Seems like we are less peace through strength and more what are the internet influencers guided by Islamobots saying. MT, I would agree with you. I would absolutely agree with you. But let me ask you a question, and I say this from like a service member standpoint. What is the difference between us emptying out an airbase and them freaking shooting ballistic missiles at it versus the Houthis over the last several years that have been firing on U.S. warships, or the fact that 3 U.S. service members ended up getting killed just a couple years ago, or like a year and a half ago, over in the Middle East by Iranian-backed militias? Or what about the hundreds of people that have died at the hands of Iran? What about the 1,000+ service members that died during the global war on terror inside of Iraq and Afghanistan because of Iran and the IRGC? And that is the big problem. Now, Trump came out on TV and he said that, you know what, Iran, yeah, they warned us before it happened. We shot a bunch of this stuff down. They even asked us if we wanted to switch times. That's what Trump said. And he was like, nah, it's fine. Just go ahead, fire away, man. We'll shoot your shit down. That'll be that. But that's garbage, because those U.S. service members on the ground, technology isn't perfect, and there is human error that goes into these things. And so me personally, I look at that and I say, you know what, Iran, if you're going to shoot at us, we are going to shoot back, because they already had their warning. So the fact that they ended up striking the base, I truthfully could care less, but you're absolutely right, because that's how it's going to look. when that information ends up hitting out there and it actually gets out that this is real, and like the White House or the Pentagon or anybody makes a statement on it, and they confirm that that airbase did in fact get hit, all of that is going to get blasted on social media, and it's going to empower these jihadists. It's going to empower the Iranian supporters. It's going to empower all of those people around the Middle East and be like, oh, look what Iran can do. And now you're putting more service members' life at risk. It would have been much better if we owned it and just freaking hit them right back. Dero coming in with two. He says Iranian elites and oil tycoons are on the Epstein list. Well, sir, I haven't seen that Epstein list yet. If you have, let me know. I know Anonymous ended up putting out a video. I just shared it with a friend a little bit ago. That's not confirmed, right? So I'm very curious to know where Anonymous ended up getting their freaking list from. Now, over inside of Tehran today, while we're talking about this, the Palmchil 9 Tower, known as the Armed Forces Judicial Organization Staff Tower, got freaking hit. Got hit. Iran is trying to say that this was a gas leak. And it is rumored right now, and I'll show you a picture of the guy in a sec, that the chief of staff of the Iranian military ended up getting taken out during this attack. Israel's not saying crap about it. Iran's saying it's a gas leak. This building ended up exploding probably, I don't know, like 8 hours ago, something like that. I think it was happening right around noon. All right. Noon-ish, 11-ish Central Standard Time. So plus or minus hours of wherever you need, right? There was reports of several more of these buildings going off, and they were saying that there was tons of assassinations that were taking place. Up to four Iranian officials are being claimed. None of that is confirmed. Just FYI. The only thing is confirmed is that we got a hole in the side of this building, and there's people that are claiming that the chief of staff of the Iranian military ended up getting taken out. Now, if that's true, I would expect not a retaliation back from Iran, but I would expect Houthis to start blasting more ballistic missiles over at Israel. I would expect Hezbollah to start launching more rockets from southern Lebanon at Israel. But we haven't seen that yet. MT says, agreed, it's all pathetic. We spend $1 trillion per year for what? We need to reestablish deterrence so they do not, so that they know don't our men and women are our machines. You kind of lost me on that last one, MT, but I get what you're trying to say, man. Yeah, we need to put them in check. That's what we need to do. We need to know, like, don't mess with the USA. We have the most mighty military. There's a reason we spend $1 trillion freaking dollars annually on our defense budget, right? And we did kind of showcase our power a little bit there a little bit ago, dropping some 30,000 pound bombs, but clearly that wasn't enough. KG Solomon 5,000 coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Thank you very much, sir. Now, in addition to that, we also have images allegedly from inside the building. These are not confirmed to be that building in particular that actually got struck. All right, but it kind of looks that way. You can see where some concrete got blasted out one side. They're walking around the inside. These images ended up coming out. Iran, again, is stating that this is a gas leak, that this actually wasn't an airstrike, that it wasn't a drone strike or anything of that nature, that it was simply a gas leak. So if you want to take Iran's word for it, take Iran's word for it. Now, I got asked today, why would Iran lie about it and call it a gas leak? Why would they not just admit and attack Israel? Why would they just not admit and attack the United States of America that that's what happened? Because the regime in Iran has been saying forever that they are all powerful and that they are leveling Israel and that their people are protected and that we didn't knock out their nuclear facilities and that they're capable of doing everything and so on and so forth. It's a major black eye to Iran if, in fact, we did knock out their chief of staff or if Israel knocked out their chief of staff. I have no idea, but I find it really ironic that this happened today. And then the former defense minister, Gallant, which we'll throw up here in just a second, ended up, like from Israel, ended up making a drafted a letter and he posted it over to his, I forget what the heck they call it, where people write articles and stuff and you can get in there, Substack. And it was an open letter to the Ayatollah. And he published that crap in English for everybody to be able to read. And it honestly, it's kind of like provocative. Now, I can't even pronounce this guy's name, Mousavi. Maybe this allegedly is the Iranian general that got taken out in that attack. Alleged attack. Alleged gas leak. To be honest, we nobody knows. And if it's divine intervention, that's just great. It's divine intervention. But like I said about like that port that ended up exploding first several months ago, where it started off with the fire and everything else, It's not necessarily confirmed that that's how that goes down. That's the point of sabotage. That's the point of doing these types of things, is so that you don't leave your fingerprint on it to let the enemy know that that's ended up what happening. But what they're doing, if this is true, if this man is dead, if this man is in fact dead, boy, isn't that quite coincidental for a gas leak to actually go off and kill this gentleman right here. This is who they're saying died. There has been no proof of life from him since. And the IRGC and the Iranian government has been very, very quiet about it. We haven't heard whether or not he's alive. They haven't made any statements to the contrary. So I'm assuming that probably tomorrow or the next day we're going to hear about it. But you're going to have to get yourself a good night's sleep before you hear about it. And let me tell you something. Good night's sleep is absolutely important. Good night's sleep are absolutely crucial. Absolutely crucial. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just face it, summer nights can be brutal, and if your mattress is trapping heat and making it harder to sleep, it's time to switch to something that's built better, and that's where Ghostbed comes in. Ghostbed is a family-owned company built by a team with more than 20 years of experience making mattresses that actually last. Every mattress in the Ghostbed collection is designed with cooling materials to help you sleep more comfortably, especially in the middle of a hot summer. Their best-selling Lux mattress features patented cooling technology that pulls heat away from your body while you sleep. Every Ghost Bed includes their exclusive ProCore layer for added support through your hips and back. No sagging, no soft points, just real comfort that holds up over time. Not sure which model is right for you? That's fine. Ghost Bed's mattress quiz takes less than a minute and matches you with the right mattress based on how you sleep, back, stomach, side, or anywhere in between. Ghost Bed has earned over 60,000 five-star reviews, and you will get all of the perks that matter. A 101-night sleep trial, fast and free shipping, and a 20 to 25-year warranty, which is double what most companies offer. And if you need help, you talk to a real human, not some bot. And right now, Speak the Truth listeners get 20% off site-wide. Just head over to ghostbed.com/Rob and use promo code Rob at checkout. That's ghostbed.com/Rob. Ghostbed, makers of the coolest beds in the flipping world. Yeah. So get your butt over there, guys. 20% off. That's a hell of a deal. And no, I don't get commission if you guys go over there and do that. It's just it's a good bed, and it's 20% off. If you guys need a new mattress, that's a great freaking deal. Get over there and get you guys some. Now, I ended up seeing some super chats come in while I was doing that, so I don't want to pass those up either, because I love you guys to death, man. Absolutely love you guys. KG Solomon gifting out a Speak the Truth membership, and MT says, "Ment, don't touch our men. Sorry." Regarding Epstein, I'm not a theorist, but Bondi and Patel both worked as lobbyists for Qatar. Could be nothing, but who knows? Dude, I'm so tired of hearing about the Epstein thing. Like, and it's not to be weird, but like, listen, sometimes people in this world get away doing bad things, right? Think about how long that man was running the operations. Get over there and go read all of the depositions of the female victims and listen to the different things that they had to say. They're not able to name anybody. Like they don't really know who these people are. They were all like young females, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that they ended up like preying upon in order to get recruited and go out there and get paid. Yeah, they were groomed, right, to get out there, but that doesn't make them any less victims. Okay. But Epstein, very smart, very influential guy, rubbing shoulders with some very high freaking ranking people from undoubtedly all around the world. Undoubtedly all around the world. And there's going to be politicians in there. There's going to be freaking, actors in there. There's going to be celebrities in there. There's going to be other world leaders likely thrown into that mix. And you don't get into that circle and just put things down on freaking paper when you're doing extremely immoral and extremely illegal things. And unfortunately, it was going on for so long. So I really personally, I don't think that there's any sort of a massive cover-up. It doesn't really make sense to me why they would go through all that crap. I want to see every single person involved in that thrown into a wood chipper, but I also value our constitution, and I don't want to see anybody else get thrown in a wood chipper or hung up in the streets like you do in Iran just based off of a gut feeling. I do believe in due process. Thumper 33 says, smooth transition to an ad, LOL. Yeah, you know what? I did my best, man. AP Payne, I would have some ghost bed money if I wasn't blessing this chat. Oh, AP Payne, I love you to death, man. It's good to see you, brother. Oh, it's good to have you back. Oh, it's good to have you back, man. I freaking miss you. All right. BB, Benjamin Netanyahu says that they are very close to having a deal with Hamas.
I תמורת הפסקת אש זמנית של 60 יום. בתחילת הפסקת האש הזאת ניכנס למסע ומתן על סיום המלחמה באופן קבוע, זאת אומרת הפסקת אש קבועה. כדי שנשיג את זה, הדבר הזה צריך לעשות בתנאים המינימליים שאנחנו קבענו. החמאס מניח את נשקו, עזה מפורזת, אין יותר יכולות שלטוניות או צבאיות של החמאס. אלה תנאי היסוד שלנו. אם זה יכול להיות מושג במסע ומתן, מה טוב. אם זה לא יושג במסע ומתן ב-60 יום, אנחנו נשיג את זה בדרכים אחרות, בהפעלת כוח, הכוח של הצבא הגיבור שלנו. אמרתי להם שאני...
So, do we actually think that this is going to go down? Well, allegedly Hamas actually came out and answered back and said that they do have, like, agreed to some sort of a deal with Netanyahu. But what they said was that their demand is that Israel ends up pulling their butts out of the Gaza Strip and it stops. Netanyahu's talking about doing something differently. And I highly doubt it's going to go through. I highly doubt it's going to go through. If it ends up going through, like I said, they're going to lose all of that momentum. Personally, I think this is political crap that they're just pushing, because Hamas is pushing even harder over inside Gaza as we speak. They launched new attacks down in Khan Yunis today. They really did. There is reports of very heavy clashes that are taking place down inside Khan Yunis. Yesterday, we ended up seeing ambush style attack on some of their engineers, where they ended up, and the video came out to this morning, like Hamas ends up really, or the Al-Quds brigades end up releasing this video this morning. Showing them attacking these engineers that are working on freaking, I'm trying to remember the name of the dang things with the big scoops on the front. Sorry, guys. Not the best engineer on the planet. And they end up like ambushing. They hit one with an RPG. Other guy bails out the truck. They try chasing him down. They shoot him in the back. All right. That's what ended up happening. And I can't play the video on this channel, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would show you like how they ambush these guys. MT says, totally not suggesting that Qatar using soft power like they did in our universities to tank trust in the government. I'm a woman, by the way. Oh, my bad. My bad, MT. I'm sorry. It's really hard. You know, your initials are the same as mine. So when I see MT, I automatically think guy, Matt Tardio MT, right? I don't know, man. It's just in my brain. AP Payne coming in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships, taken away from his ghost bed fund, apparently. All right, let's keep this sucker rolling. Let's keep it going. All right. So yeah, all of that's taking place. What do I have here? I said I wasn't going to play a video, but let's see what this one is. It's not the ambush video. This is the Golanis. There we go. So look, Hamas is going after and they're targeting all of the soft targets over inside of the Gaza Strip. They're actually not going after like the infantry troops and everything else. Minus the ambush that took place up in the north. But for the most part, it looks like they are actually going after the softer targets down there in the south. Now, Israel says that they, again, unconfirmed, I'm waiting on sources for this stuff, but they don't know whether or not they ended up striking the uranium. They're going to go after them. Why do I even have that in here at this point in time? That thing's just out of order, and I'm really sorry. Now, with all of that being said, they're pushing over there. I talked about Gaza quite a bit this morning, but this actually, as far as Iran is concerned, is a little bit more important. All right. To me, when I look at it, this is the letter that General Gallant, all right, is he's formally known over there. All right. But he no longer holds any government positions. It's important for you guys to understand that. Okay. The reason I think this letter came out before I start reading it, and the reason I think he ended up writing this, is because he is not associated with the Israeli government anymore. So he no longer holds a government position. He's just a regular dude. He's not inside the government. He doesn't do crap for them anymore, right? But he ended up coming out with this letter to the supreme leader of Iran. And in it, he ends up laying it out. It's really long. I'm not going to read this entire thing. I can't, right? But he ends up threatening them and telling them that they see everything that they're doing. And he ends up saying that, look, Iran, you've got a choice. Either end this crap or it's not going to turn out good for you. Basically, that if Iran continues on with their nuclear program, that they're going to know about it, that they have ears everywhere. And so it's a direct threat, right? That's exactly how it's meant to be taken, as a direct threat. And this is all coming, again, the week prior, right, to the talks that the U.S. is supposed to be having with them. Yesterday, we got information that said that Israel was preparing for an additional airstrike on Iran. Iranian airspace in the same day ended up clearing out. the writing again is on the wall that says that either the United States or Israel is going to bomb the crap out of Iran again if they don't play ball. I don't know how else to state that. Like, I'm telling you all, it's coming. The same way I told you guys last time, only this time it's a little bit more clear for how it's all coming out. And then with that being said, the IDF Caterpillar D9, no, not the D9 dozers. I'm not talking about the D9s. All right. I could be wrong. It's not the D9s. All right. I wasn't talking about the D9s. I'm talking about something else. Like it'll come to me. It'll come to me. Old Man White says, do you think Iran will do a ground force attack on U.S. bases? Hell no. Absolutely not. We'd see that crap coming from a mile away and they'd get pieced up. Look what like one special operations team did to freaking Wagner Group, right? Over inside Syria years ago. We ended up just laying the freaking smackdown on them. You think that Iran is going to fare any better? Absolutely not. They're going to get their poop pushed into. What they would likely do, they would likely cut their proxy forces loose in the Middle East, start attacking U.S. bases. They're going to send drones. They're going to send their freaking rockets. They're going to send missiles, all of that crap. But they're going to stay well within the border. And Trump and this, the SecDef, nobody wants to get caught up in another war in the Middle East because of what we have coming. Because once that breaks loose, I promise you, this next part is going to break loose as well with Russia.
And Kristen, I know President Trump is also making headlines tonight about Ukraine, and he mentioned to you something about Russia.
Tom, that's right. The president said he's disappointed in Russia and told us he thinks he'll have a major statement to make about Russia on Monday. Though when pressed, he did not say what that statement will be. The president also said he just made a deal today with NATO in which he says the U.S. will send weapons to Ukraine through NATO, and NATO is, quote, paying for those weapons 100%, including the Patriot air defenses that Ukraine has been asking for, and that NATO will distribute them. We reached out to NATO tonight. No response yet, Tom.
All right, Kristen, we thank
Excavator. Thank you, Tom Bones. Thank you, Excavator. That's the word I was looking for. Excavator. Yeah. So Trump saying that he might have the announcement on Monday. And that might statement, I think, is very important. And I think that might statement is going to hinge on Iran and how Iran ends up hanging out at the negotiating table. Because like I said, we do kind of need Russia for Iran. I don't like it. It's just a fact. Somebody's got to go in and dismantle those facilities. It sure as crap ain't going to be the U.S. Iraq doesn't have the ability to do it. Israel is not going to be allowed in there to go do that. Absolutely not. So that kind of leaves us with their, you know, buddy freaking Putin in Russia. But even then, Russia's not faring too well. Marco Rubio actually came out with this today.
It's important to note that since January of this year, as an example, just to give you on the Russian side, they've lost 100,000 soldiers dead. Not injured, I'm talking about dead. And on the Ukrainian side, the numbers are less, but still very significant. It's important to note that since
100,000. That's what Marco Rubio is stating. That's what the U.S. Secretary of State just stated today over in Malaysia after he sat down, all right, with Russia for talks, hopefully leading to peace. Now, Rubio came out of that meeting with Russia and said that hopefully he's got some new ways forward or some new ideas that he's going to end up presenting to Trump. But with Trump coming out saying that he's got a statement, the big statement could be one of two things. Maybe he likes what Rubio had to say. Maybe he does. Maybe he likes what Rubio and the freaking Ruskies ended up coming up with today. I highly freaking doubt it because they no longer trust him. And I think this is going to be one of those things like the same crap that we pulled with Tehran when we said, yeah, we'll go into talks with you on Sunday and then bombs end up falling on freaking Friday or on Friday before it happens, right? We are sending more aid and equipment over into Ukraine. We are backing them. And it was one of those things that we predicted that we sat back and said, Trump's going to have to learn his lesson. He's going to have to get like basically embarrassed by Putin to learn his freaking lesson. And he's been more than embarrassed at this point. So now with freaking Rubio meeting up, now with Rubio stating 100,000 dead Russians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and we're starting to come out with more of this crap, right? And sending all this stuff over there. If we no longer need Russia for Iran, then we don't need Russia anyways. And when you add up Trump's statement that I ended up playing earlier, where he talked about them going after the U.S. dollar, all right, and people are going to pay a heavy price for going after the U.S. dollar, well, all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, that starts putting the writing on the wall. You can't mess with a man's money, you can't mess with a man's food, and you sure shouldn't mess with a man's woman. And to me, it seems like Russia is trying to mess with two of those big three. They're going after supplies and everything else. In addition to that, it's also messing with the EU. The EU is not happy because it's hitting their GDP, and the cost of food and commodities is going up over in Europe because of the war inside of Ukraine. With all that being said, I think that we're actually looking at heading to another significant portion of the war with Ukraine. 50 minutes is all of the time that Rubio ended up spending with freaking Lavrov over inside of Malaysia. Just 50 minutes. They didn't have a long drawn out talk. They didn't do anything. Both those morons ended up driving all the way over to Malaysia to sit down for 50 flipping minutes. And then Rubio comes out with a statement talking about how 100,000 Russians have been dead. Right. It's going to get hot, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to get interesting. Not to mention, over inside of Kiev, they've been getting their butts blasted. I ended up mentioning this morning, and I ended up mentioning on yesterday's podcast as well, that Kiev has been getting slammed by Russia for 48 hours, all right, both nights. And I haven't even bothered. I've totally forgot to check up on Kiev tonight and see whether or not it happened. But look at this video. Yeah, I guess they never heard of a phone either. I guess not, Todd. I'm with you on that one, man. I don't understand why they wouldn't just do a FaceTime or something like that in today's day and age. This was the site over in Kiev, right? Over the last 2 days, right? They've been blasting it. They've been slapping it with drones and everything else. 2 nights ago, we saw the largest strike in the country since the freaking invasion. You're talking like, I think it was 400 plus drones, like 20 ballistic and cruise missiles and all sorts of crap, right? All centered around that area. It's a massive swarm that's going in there. And this is all resting on the failed operation. All right. It's now like, it's like the maps are being updated and it's being confirmed. Russia's assault over on Sumy ended up getting pushed back. All right. We ended up mentioning this morning as well. For those of you that weren't around for that, Russia's assault in Sumy kind of like fell through. It didn't do very good. This on, I think it was like June 6th, June 9th, somewhere around there, before this ended up taking place, I was like, Russia's walking into a big trap. They're about to get like turned into a freaking meat grinder. That's exactly what happened. Russia ended up going in over inside of eastern Ukraine. These yellow circles denoted freaking key terrain that Ukraine was holding up. Ukraine ended up retrograding back to that position. Russia threw 50,000 soldiers at it and was unable to break it because of the fields of fire in the defensive positions that Ukraine ended up having set up. This is not me being a Ukrainian shill. This is not me like cheering Ukraine on. For those of you that have been around for a while, I told you when Ukraine was starting to make mistakes. Now I'm telling you, Ukraine did something really freaking good. They stopped a 50,000 man assault on the front line. Up over there in the top left corner of your screen, there's a small town called Kondratyivka or some crap like that. Whatever. They ended up taking that back from the Russians and are pushing them out of there as we speak. Patrick Loudon says all gloves are off next. Iran strike ? Russia scientist as well. Would Russia be mad at Iran also since they wouldn't be able to protect them? Well, here's the freaking problem is that Russia is the ones that are supplying the scientists that are making Iran's nuclear program possible. And I think in order to avoid a war, we avoided striking those Russian scientists because it would have pissed Putin off. But at this point, when Russian scientists are still helping Iran develop nuclear weapons and Russia's invading another country, has invaded another country, is committing massive war crimes. Where are the pro-Palestinian supporters that are complaining about war crimes over inside of Gaza? Why don't they care about anybody over inside of Ukraine? They don't. They don't. They just hate Jews. But here we're seeing this happen on a much larger, massive scale against non-legitimate military targets, things that aren't made up, and nobody's saying a dang word about it. I think the White House is kind of fed up with it, and they're probably going to do something about it. That's my personal take. I don't know what they're going to end up doing. I don't know how we're going to go about doing it, but I do know that something is going to come out and something is going to like be made to happen. All right, this looks like it's an Iskander missile that ended up striking over inside of Kyiv. All right. These things, these are very real, man. These are freaking real bombs that are falling on real people over inside of major metropolitan areas. That is a problem. That is a massive problem. Texas vet girl says, no Jews, no news. Yep, heard that one before, right? If there's like, why do we think Epstein's such a big deal, right? Just listen to his last name and all of a sudden that's why everybody freaking hates it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow I'm taking a personal day. Monday, I will be back in the evening time. I have stuff that I need to accomplish. I know you guys hate me, but I do have a personal life. But I want to thank each and every one of you for stopping in over here on the Speak the Truth podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.